So great to be learning together, Shari Arat, Shuvah of the week. And this week what we're going to do is we're going to review the minhagim regarding reciting Pirkei Avot. When do you recite Pirkei Avot? A lot of minhagim. We're just going to go through that and review that. Very, very interesting topic. So first of all, we got some communities have the minhag to learn Pirkei Avot every Shabbat before Mincha in order to commemorate Moshe Rabbeinu who passed away at the time of Mincha. Okay? That's the Sefer Eshkol. It's one of the Rishonim. And this custom is also cited by early Gaonim, like Rav Amram Gaon in his Sidur. And the Maritz Chiyut argues possibly already a Minhag all the way time to the Amoraim, which is very, very interesting. Some say said that the Minhag, the Torah right quotes, that those who say the Minhag in Spain was to recite Pirkei Avot at Shacharit. Interesting. And not before Mincha, which is very, very interesting. Okay. And just elder, such as the Kolbo and the Orchot Chaim say it was customary to recite from Pesach until Shavuot, from Shavuot until Sukkot, and then from Shabbat Parashat Yitro until Shabbat Parashat Devarim. Very, very interesting. Some communities would even recite two chapters each week. Wow. Ma'aril quotes the custom in Ashkenaz was to recite, this is the 16th century, was to recite Pirkei Avot from the Shabbat after Pesach until Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Interesting. Rama writes it's customary to recite Pirkei Avot throughout the summer. Very, very interesting. And let's continue going reviewing some of these minhagim. Here we go. The Sefer Manhig is already Rishon. So some communities recite Pirkei Avot from Parashat Yitro until Parashat Vayetchanan. Two times in Torah that state there started to brought. He also said that in some places in France, it would recite Pirkei Avot the whole summer. And some would learn it the whole winter. For the reasoning of these different customs. Very interesting. Svaradim, on the other hand, generally recite Pirkei Avot beginning from Shabbat, following Pesach until Shavuot. This custom is cited from the Avudraham, Rishon, Rosh Beitz, it was a Rishon. Interesting, and a Talmid of the Rosh, not so well known, the Re Nachmiash. Interesting. And the Rosh Beitz, writes that the Minhag in North Africa was to read Pirkei Avot from Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Av. However, in Eretz Yisrael, even in the time of Shulchan Aruch, the custom was to recite it between Pesach and Shavuot. This custom, although it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, is brought by contemporaries of Yosef Karo, such as the Tikkun Yisachar, Rabbi Yisachar ben Susan. Now, interesting, in the Midrash Shmuel is very important, Sefer on Pirkei Avot, he's a Talmid of the Ari, his name is Rav Shmuel Uzida, states that this was the custom of Tzvan his time from Pesach to Shavuot. As such, even though the custom of reciting Pirkei Avot is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, many Sephardic poskim say this is indeed the custom. Here we go. This is what it appears in Rav Toledano's Kitshuk Shulchan Aruch, right? And that's Moroccan custom, Anafes Avot, the beginning of the Sefer, that's Rav Avadja. Interesting that Rav Avadja writes that it's praiseworthy the rabbi of the community should give a short shiur on Pirkei Avot in between Mincha and Arvit while waiting until Tzedek Kukavim so that one can count Sefirat HaOmer on times, right? It's a good time to be learning Pirkei Avot and use that as a tool to be able to delay a couple minutes till you get to, so you be able to count Sefirat HaOmer after Tzedek Kukavim. Okay, very interesting. Rav Chaim Palagi. Very important. From what the Chochai said, one should try to learn Pirkei Avot every Erev Rosh Chodesh, especially during the month of Nisan. He adds in his Sefer, Ater D'Chayim, that before going to pray by the graveside Tzadikim, one should recite Pirkei Avot. And the chapter of Ezel Mekoman, that is the fifth parak of Masechet Zevachim, which is found in the Karmanot section of Shacharit. Very, very interesting. Halacha Berurah and Chelek Yud Chet. Page 224 has more to discuss on this topic. So there's a wide, bottom line is, from all this, there's a wide, unbelievable variety of minhagim regarding when we say Pirkei Avot and Svaradim generally from Pesach Shavuot, but lots of exceptions, and then Ashkenazim, different minhagim. Fascinating topic. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.